woke up in the morning.
Let's begin with a new segment, sure to win your hearts and minds over the next few years.
On the radio. Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West. Good morning.
This is Virgin Mornings.
Radiated through space.
With Adam Wilde, DJ, and Jax.
Your new morning show. Morning show.
Okay, we do need to talk about that thunder last night.
Holy cow.
It was like, I felt like that was right beside me. I thought it was like in my ear.
So you get really disappointed when there's a thunderstorm at night. You're like, what a waste.
Yes, because I don't get to see it. So I actually went downstairs and like opened the door in my underwear and just, okay, is this weird? I had to know what the rain looked like. I'm like, okay, so it's raining and I can hear it against the window, but I have to see it physically.
How was it?
It was weirdly like rain.
Yeah.
Crazy how that happens. It was very wet. It was coming down straight though. It wasn't to the side. And that's how I knew I became my father. Anyway, good morning. We've got another keyword for you for the Virgin Radio Summer Side Hustle. We get you $1,000 in an hour. In the meantime, let's check in with the crew. TJ, what's on your mind?
I'm a double vax boy now.
Hey!
Yeah, I went to the Seneca campus, the north one, yesterday and got it done. Dr. Alicia was fantastic. Everyone working there and volunteering there were just amazing, amazing people. Got me in and out, and I'm very happy and proud to have done my part for society. Because, you know, I'm a really good citizen.
Yes,
obviously,
you are a good person for getting the second vax.
I'm so glad you got it a couple weeks late.
Jax, what about you?
I just want to give a shout out to Niagara Falls, lighting up the entire falls rainbow for Pride Month. So they're going to be finishing off today and tomorrow with the entire falls. Just beautiful and rainbow. Love it.
Michaela, our producer.
Hello.
Okay, so tell us, this is your first time on Around the Room.
Yes.
No pressure.
Do it.
Tell us something interesting about what's going on in your life.
You know what? I was very nervous about coming back to work because I spent the past year and a half with my dog. And we haven't left each other's side, but he's been doing good so far.
Really?
He's been going to daycare with my mom every day.
Oh.
And we only cry a little bit when I leave, but when get back, we're really excited to be back together.
But that's going to be a big thing, and a lot of people are writing about this, about the anxiety that dogs are feeling after this pandemic, being with
their
owners.
I'm here to tell you, they're going to be okay.
Yeah.
And so are you.
By the way, I love that she refers to her dog as we.
I respect that.
And what's your dog's name, Michaela?
His name is Cedar.
Cedar.
Like the tree.
Codependent. I love it.
Yes, 100%. Now, Justin Bieber is getting praised online for something that he had to handle outside of his own house. You imagine showing up at your house with a bunch of strangers there wanting to get your attention, take your picture, whatever. He handles it beautifully. The fan in question does not. Gonna play it for you.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about that in a couple songs. 7:05, it's Virgin Mornings. Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So my question for you is this. You get home after a long day at work.
Yeah.
And there's 40 people outside of your house, and they all want to take your picture. How do you feel about that?
Hate it.
When it happens to me, which is often, I'm like, come on, guys, let me eat first.
Yeah. Well.
Get away from my condo.
I don't think anybody. We can't relate to something like that, but I can tell you, that would get annoying after about the first day.
Yeah.
That's Justin Bieber's every day. Mm-hmm. He's got a place in New York, and he's probably got a place in every city.
Really. Yeah.
And one of the things that in New York is people can find out where you live. It's not hard.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a lot of those walk-ups and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's at his house over the weekend or going into his house, and there is probably 40 fans outside. And he says to them, listen, this is the place where I come and I rest. I really, really, you know, because they were all asking for pictures. Justin.
He's so polite about it, too.
And this video is actually really great. I could have run the audio, but it's not great. So he goes up to this fan and it says, like, listen, I'm this is where I rest. This is where I chill. Can you please, you know, not be here?
Yeah.
And he has this nice speech and everybody kind of stops and takes a moment and goes, maybe what we're doing here is wrong.
Yeah.
And then the fan goes, can I have a picture?
And then ask for a hug.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which was.
And then he's like,
bit
no. It's like, no. The worst part is, and TJ and I were talking about this quickly this morning, is on our Instagram, because we posted the video, people are like, well, he signed up. You know, he's famous.
No.
That's not what you sign up for. That's boundaries.
He could have been taking the picture. No, he doesn't need to. He's a human being, and he's very much allowed to tell you to, like, hey, please don't congregate outside of my home,
right?
Where I am with my wife.
That's really aggressive.
I don't know what you do, though, if you're him. Like, I don't know how you, like, it was, I mean, obviously, that's a really cool thing that he stopped and he was pleasant.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people would have just flipped people off at this point, right?
Yeah.
But at a certain point, it's like, man, I don't think there's certain houses he probably just can't live in. Like, I know he's got a house in Southern Ontario.
Yeah.
to get to the gate, like to get to the front door of the house, apparently it's like an acre. Like, it's a huge, huge property.
He just doesn't want to mow all that lawn.
Well,
right?
He doesn't want to mow all that. Well, he's got security guards at the front because he doesn't want to be bothered because he's around people all the time. I want you, like, think about it like this. It's like, you know, he has to meet, when he's on tour, 18,000 people a night.
Yeah.
That's a lot of people.
And he stopped his meet and greets at the beginning because he was like, I can't emotionally do this anymore. And, like, fair.
The problem is, a lot of situations he just can't win because if he stops doing the meet and greet, people think he's entitled, he's a brat, he doesn't want to meet his fans. And it's like, well, no, he's trying to take time for his mental health.
Yeah. Right.
Because then if he has some sort of step back, people are going to give him a hard time for that.
Yeah. For canceling a tour, which he had to do.
It's a no-win situation. That's a really good point.
No, he's like the poor guy.
So listen, our boy's growing up. I just hope that the fans can grow up with him.
And I just hope that the mustache I saw in the video doesn't stay.
Yeah, no, that can stay. That can stay forever.
You like the mustache?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not into the mustache. Ooh, I'm with you, Jax.
Dusty.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So it's the end of Pride Month, but one of the things I think we saw this year kind of come to the surface is the community say, hey, brands, can you stop just slapping a rainbow flag on everything and calling it Pride now?
It doesn't help anybody.
It's not. And
it
that's
doesn't
the
help
thing.
The community you want it to.
And that's the point of Pride, is it's to help the community, to empower the community, uplift the community.
Not just feel like you're helping.
Yeah, it's called pinkwashing. Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
It's called pinkwashing. It's like a distractionary tool. It's like, hey, we haven't done a lot of great things all year long, but we're going to put a bunch of Pride logos on everything else and not actually donate money, but here we are. Happy Pride, everybody.
Somebody who actually did something was Carl Nassib. He's an NFL player. For the Las Vegas Raiders, and he just went on his Instagram last week and said, hey guys, just like in case anybody doesn't know, I haven't really said anything, but I'm gay and I live a great life and I have a great teammates, great family, whatever, and I play in the NFL.
And he donated $100,000 to the Trevor Project, which was amazing.
Now, and so that's awesome, right? Like, and you think that's really, really great. The one thing though that with football that has been an issue for a long, long time, and I'm a big NFL fan, but it's hard to square it up as a fan, is the lack of inclusivity that we've seen to this point.
Yeah.
They are starting to make strides, but like, this was the same league where like a lot of the Black Lives Matter protesting started and they were upset about it.
Yeah. Very
right? Remember
upset
like
about
Colin
it.
Kaepernick taking the knee? That was only 5 years ago.
Yeah.
And now they're completely changing their tune. Now, yesterday they released a commercial. Now you have to read it essentially because it's just music and but it said basically the NFL is gay. That's how it started. And then it's a whole bunch of different senses. Football is beautiful. Football is transgender. Football is queer. Football is lesbian. Football is for everyone. And then it has certain things linking to the Trevor Project. LGBTQ plus youth with at least one accepting adult have a 40% lower risk of attempting suicide.
Yes.
And so, Jax, I sent this to Jax because I thought, I'm like, okay, there are brands where I've sent her some stuff this Pride and I've been like, this is bad, right? And she's like, yeah, this is bad. I wanted to know what you honestly thought of this NFL commercial because this is supposed to be masculine sport. We go at each other and we crush each other's heads.
I thought that the NFL, honestly, in this particular case, went above and beyond because they could have just, like, I thought it was spectacular. I thought they could have just, given the nod or, like, we salute you.
Yeah. Carl.
Carl, yeah. Great job, et cetera. Yeah. They made a commercial around it. And I love that they also didn't only say, football is now a welcoming space and should be a welcoming space for gay men. It's also, a welcoming space for lesbians, queer folks, trans folks, and the list continues. They went, above and beyond. And I thought it was really, really nice to see. I have nothing saucy to say.
It would be nice to see a lot of other sports leagues follow this too.
Oh, for sure.
And sports does have a really long way to go because honestly, it can be a little bit not inclusive at times.
Oh yeah.
Speaking very politely.
Yeah.
I know even for hockey, because I'm a huge hockey fan, they do hockey is for everyone, and then they do the games where they put rainbow tape on their sticks and that type of stuff. But even that does come off sometimes as performative, and it'd be nice to see them do some even more initiatives. And now you're starting to see players in the NHL start to speak out. Like, there's a guy named Curtis Gabriel on the San Jose Sharks who I believe is he's very big up on to us LGBTQ issues and he talks about it very openly, and I even know as a hockey fan that's not done enough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it'd be nice to see other leagues start to get behind this, because it's 2021. How are we not?
Like, the 100%. Players are there. Yeah. The players are gay. Well, the players have always been
gay. There's always been gay players in sports. It's just, you just didn't see them come out with it.
I will say, though, that the only thing that these large sports organizations can now do just to get the extra gay jacks approval is give money.
Which
just
the NFL give did, money. I they believe, did. To the Trevor Project.
Fantastic. Yeah. Continue that. I love it.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Not sure if you've seen the video, but the Tour de France. When there is a crash at the Tour de France with, you know, a bunch of cyclists, they can be quite crazy. Like, the pileups are huge. Yeah. And there is a video going viral right now of a spectator with a cardboard sign who caused the crash at the Tour de France, took out at least one rider on Saturday. And then it ended up causing a massive crash with a ton of riders afterwards. So one person goes down, and then a ton of riders have to, like, avoid or slow down or whatever, and they all kind of pile up, and it's like a big car accident.
The one person that was involved, like, that got had to get pulled from the race, and then the rest were just, like, there was dozens of people that just got involved in this crash.
Right.
It was unbelievable.
So basically, the woman had a cardboard sign that said, Allez, Opiomi. So that's a mix of French and German, which is said, go grandpa, grandma. Nobody really knows why. I'm assuming she's just saying hi.
Yeah.
And the racers basically, you know, they were turning a corner and she stepped out and that was it. Now, she is on the lam. And this is the funny part. And because it's not funny when somebody gets, you know, gets into a crash.
Hurt.
But everybody's okay. She is on the lam, though. And the Tour de France is looking for her because
she's run away.
Yes, they want to sue her, but they can't find her.
So she's hiding out on the run from the law.
Yeah.
So she was just trying to
say
like,
hi,
cheer
Banana.
On.
Oh, I mean,
Grammy and Grampy.
Yeah, but I don't think Grammy and Grampy probably really appreciated the fact that she jumped out into the course because that's what she did. Yeah.
But don't sue her.
Oh, well, I think you sue her.
No, I think you talk to her.
It's an international competition. It's an international competition, and here's what you're going to get. If you don't do anything about this, you're going to get a bunch of people next to you try the same thing.
No, for sure, get mad at her, but I don't think she needs to be sued. Running away, she's scared.
Sue her for everything she has.
No.
Sue her for everything she has, everything her children have, and everything that eventually their children will have.
She was it's been a long pandemic, and she misses her grandparents.
There are crashes every year, and occasionally, obviously, you get some fans involved, because they're right there, and it's only a rope that's holding them back.
Well, then, you know what?
But all the same.
Get something. I think this is on the Tour de France.
Well, they can't.
Get a better.
There's like 40-kilometer courses. They can't.
If we can have 8,000 pylons in downtown Toronto, they can get more than a rope. Okay.
All right. All right. Well, I'll talk to them. Maybe they're suing her for the money to do that.
That's
better.
Yeah.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is What's Trending right now.
We're entering stage two tomorrow, and the malls are, of course, opening. But what is that going to look like? Well, it's going to be a little bit different. One key difference you're going to notice is the closure of food courts. Restaurants are still going to serve takeout, but indoor dining isn't allowed until step three, which could be happening sooner rather than later. But it means customers have to take their food outside, unless you're at Yorkdale Mall, because eating inside is forbidden.
Oh.
You can't do it. But several of the mall's restaurants have set up patios outside, so that's cool. In addition, stores will only be able to welcome 25% of the usual number of customers as well. So you're going to have to wait a little bit to get into certain stores.
But. You know what I'm excited for?
What's that?
You know that feeling when it's like super hot like it was yesterday?
Yeah.
And then you just open the mall door and it's nice and air conditioned?
Yeah.
That's what I'm looking forward to.
Duffer and Mall, here I come, baby.
Does the Dirty Duff have AC?
Yeah. Okay,
Listen, it's the Dirty
You know
Duff.
What? The Dirty Duff has the best AC in the world.
Okay, all right. Just checking.
The average Toronto rent price is now at almost $2,000 again. Yay! That's according to a new report from TorontoRentals.com that found in the month of May, the average price in Toronto hit $1,999, which is just under $2,000.
Isn't it?
That's a $22 increase from April. May prices per square foot are up 2.2% since January. So the prices are starting to go up, which is what they predicted earlier in the year. And I believe they said by the end of the year, it's going to be back up to like 5 to 7%. So who knows? Also, the bigger the place, the bigger the jump. Townhome rentals are up 5.3% April to May, which is no shocker. Mm. According to a new survey, the majority of millennials live paycheck to paycheck. Hey, guys!
Yeah, we did it. We did it.
70% of millennials, more than any other generation, are dependent on their next payday just to get by. Meanwhile, Gen Z Our 56.2% of them are living paycheck to paycheck, and what the survey refers to as baby boomers are 40%. So we're all struggling. Look at that.
That's great.
We're all in this together.
Fantastic.
That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you, TJ. Like I said, summer side hustle keyword. You want to be like Jonathan Cusio? Well, cool. We got that for you next.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So one of the most important late night talk voices is James Corden. Obviously, with Carpool Karaoke taking off. I think that took off like 5 years ago now.
Yeah, it's been around for a while.
That show has had some huge moments. And when you have a show like that on a big platform, obviously, it carries some weight.
Yes.
And TikTok pointed out that one of their most popular segments, which is called Spill Your Guts. Here's the basic thing in the segment. They put something that you would consider gross in front of you. Mm-hmm. And you either eat the thing that you think is gross, or you answer the really probing, aggressive question that they're asking you. So for TJ, okay, it'd be like, how many people have you made out with in the last month? And TJ, being the single guy, would be like, so many. Or he'd have to eat the food.
Yeah.
One of the two. Now, you're not single, I know that, but no. I'm just saying.
If I was on James Corden.
Yes, because both of those things would happen.
Yeah, of course.
Now, a TikToker pointed out that most of the quote-unquote gross dishes turned out to be Asian delicacies.
Oh.
So a lot of the food that we would have considered gross was food that in Asia are things that they eat all the time, or things that are real specialty foods there that are culturally important. Yeah. So basically what happened was this one TikTok created a whole movement. And obviously with the Stop Asian Hate movement, because there's been a lot of that, there's been a huge upswell of that since the start of the pandemic, especially, they wanted to stop having this food described as disgusting and actually have it pulled from the segment. And I think, what's funny is that like the petition had 45,000 signatures a few days. And it said, in the wake of constant Asian hate crimes that have consistently been occurring, not only is this segment incredibly culturally offensive and insensitive, but it also encourages anti-Asian racism.
Yeah.
So James Corden was on a podcast and he said, yeah, we're going to change the segment.
Good.
Because like, I think that I don't think James Corden sets out to be like, you know what? Today we're going to be racist.
Yeah.
Like, but sometimes you don't know what you don't know.
No.
And you don't know how it comes across.
And I feel like we're in that time where we're learning a lot very quickly. And at least he made the effort, and this is probably the bare minimum, but I think you can at least give him credit for being like, okay, no, we're wrong. Mm-hmm. Let's change it. And I think that's what you can kind of expect from society right now is learning that you're wrong and then expecting a change.
Bingo. Exactly. Right? So I guess they're changing it to some sort of extremely fatty food thing.
You know what they should do? They should change it to like day-old McDonald's fries. Because McDonald's fries are not the same once they've gone cold.
No, they're not. No, they're definitely not. They look the same.
Yeah, they look the same.
But they are not the same.
Yeah,
they are doing that. And apparently they'll use a blender too, so they'll like blend up really gross food and you'll have to drink it.
Ugh.
Yeah, so it's just as gross. Just don't need to do it without the other food.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
If you switch jobs over the pandemic, there's a pretty good chance if you work in an office that you haven't met anyone you work with.
Yeah.
Like, what is switching a job, really? Like, let's say you do the exact same job, but just at a different location. It's just like you respond to a different email, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Seems like it.
A friend of mine started a new job last summer, and he said exactly that. He's like, I don't know anybody, and I haven't met anybody, and I don't know when
so
I will
been
meet
like
anybody.
A full
yeah?
year,
it's
and he's never met
year.
Anyone.
Never has met anybody.
My girlfriend Val started her new job yesterday at the university because she's much smarter than I am. And she basically just logged on to a different email. And she had to be in Zoom calls all day because the first Zoom call you have in the morning is with HR because they got to set you up with your benefits and et cetera. And then the second Zoom call was a couple hours after that. And it's just her with her department and they have FaceTime with you. And it's like a meet and greet. And she was just sitting in their kitchen. Because our apartment is just one giant room.
Yeah.
So she's sitting in the kitchen and she's just chatting away to the coworkers and she's like, well, I grew up in Peterborough. And she's like giving the speech about it's like the first day
that's
of school.
So weird.
And they have to talk
right.
to themselves. And I'm like, they don't even know how short you are.
Yeah.
And you have to be on camera doing it too.
Yeah.
That's a little bit nerve wracking. Like,
it's a little bizarre.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, so Kind of wanted to ask you about your experience with it, because if you've switched jobs during the pandemic, and so many people have, because it really kind of drove point, you know, drove the point home that a lot of people are like, the reason I was staying at my job is because of the people I was around, not because of the job itself. And once you take that out of it, so sometimes you realize your job sucks, so you want to change it up. So tell us about your job change, and also tell us about the fact, because you've never met any of the people, how that's going.
It's going to be so interesting. It must be kind of nice. It's going to be so interesting.
Must be like nice to be like anonymous at work, so you're just like a generic person, so no one has any opinions about you when you're sending things through or whatever. You know what I mean?
It's actually funny you say that, because at Val's old job, when they left, they didn't know that she and her ex had broken up. So they still thought she was with her ex the entire time she worked there, because she just didn't want to bring it up on a Zoom call that her life has changed quite a bit.
Right.
And now her new coworkers know that she has a boyfriend named TJ.
Who does she who do they think she lives with?
I don't know. That's the funniest part.
Who do they think she bought a home with?
I bought a home.
What?
Oh, that's great for you and Rick.
Definitely Rick.
So hit us up.
So awkward.
999-999 to text, or 416-872-9999 to call. It's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jack.
Question for you is, you switched jobs during the pandemic and you don't know any of your coworkers. A lot of people are facing this. TJ's girlfriend Val just started a new job, and it's like, hey, I'm just basically flipping my email and that's it.
Yep. She's like, hey, what's up? I'm Val. I'm short. I have a dog.
So we got to call 416-872-9999. What's it been like for you?
So here, I wanted to chime in with a different perspective. So I'm a pandemic grad. So I know we're talking about the whole shift between working in person and working from home.
Yeah.
But I actually don't know what working in an office is like. So my stress is now starting to be, hey, in the next couple months when I start going into the office, am I going to be the weird person out who doesn't know how to have an actual conversation without a screen in front of me?
Whoa. You will be. But it'll be great.
Right? Yeah.
You're going to be great.
Yeah, you're going to be all right.
You haven't gone to work without not wearing sweatpants.
Right? And I got to put a whole outfit together that isn't just like the top half of my body.
To be fair, neither have we. We all wear sweatpants in every morning. So, hey, listen, congratulations to you on the graduating thing. And don't worry, going to the office is actually kind of fun. Like, I think a lot of people miss it.
Is it?
Yeah, no, it is. It is.
If you follow a couple simple rules, number one, no fish in the microwave. Number two, don't actually tell people how you are when they say, how are you? Just say, I'm good.
Never get into that. Yeah.
Oh my gosh,
You know, it's the stop and chats in the hallway. They'd kill you.
Yeah. How was your weekend? How was yours?
Let's just go back to work. Anyway, what are the techs saying?
For the 905, I just started as a nurse, and we always have to wear masks. And one day, I had my mask off in the break room, and nobody knew who I was.
Oh.
That's an interesting one. From the 647.
Because
nobody would know, right?
How would they know your face?
Yeah. Oh, that's what your smile looks like.
Yeah, okay.
Weird.
All right.
Cool, you have nice teeth. From the 647, I went from working in healthcare and the chaos of being in the hospital during a pandemic to the private sector and working from home. Went from being surrounded by people to only seeing my dog. It's been a complete 180, and I love it. Ciao.
You read that text because it said ciao, but anyway.
Of course, yeah. Last one here from the 905. I started a new job in a completely different field just recently, and it's awesome. I'm getting a chance to focus on working on my new skills while not having to worry about all the social awkwardness that goes into a new job and a full office, and I'm killing it. It's a really good point. You can just be hyper-focused on what you're supposed to be doing instead of trying to make sure that you understand office politics.
Yeah, that's really nice. Yeah, they say, what is it? You spend more time actually working now that you're working from home than you would have at work, which is why a lot of people want to get back to work, because it's like, I look more like I'm working, but I'm doing less work.
Well, it's because what's the separation between work and home?
Exactly, a desk?
Right?
Yeah, 100%. So, yeah, anyway, keep your text coming. 999-999. Started a new job, and you realize, I've been here for a while. I don't know anyone.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Doug Ford says the economy could be opening sooner than expected. Speaking to reporters yesterday, the premier said that he's been consulting with health officials, including our new chief medical officer of health, Dr. Kieran Moore, about shedding more health and safety measures and ending long-running business closures. Believes it will be happening, quote, sooner rather than later based on the latest COVID data. I believe yesterday we were just over 200. So it's pretty good. Obviously, we're entering stage 2 tomorrow, so their plan is to accelerate stage 3. We'll have to just wait and see what happens there. This is good news. The long-fought battle to keep gay men from donating blood may finally be coming to an end. At the moment, if gay or bisexual men want to donate blood, they have to remain celibate for 3 months. And these rules have been in place since 1992.
They are archaic rules.
They are. Absolutely they are. And the reason they were put in place is archaic as well. Mm-hmm. However, advocates have obviously heavily opposed the restrictions and called them discriminatory and homophobic, which they are.
Yes, they are.
But according to a spokesperson for the Canadian Blood Services, they want to replace the current rule, instead just requiring a wait period for the MSM community with a screening on the sexual activity of the donor instead.
No. That's still like, there shouldn't be like, maybe we'll let you in. Yeah. There should just be a blanket non-ban. And we say these things on air. I've done them on the back of my traffic, and I'll say it right now, that there is an urgent need for blood. And it's just, there's an urgent need for blood. It's in you to give, and that's for everybody.
Right. Everybody should be judged by the same rules.
That's right.
Yes.
The goal is to have the rule in effect by the end of 2021. So, again, wait and see on that. The trick to making kids eat more vegetable. I teased earlier, I have a parenting hack, which is not something I would ever say. Are you guys
Here
ready?
We go.
I'm ready.
Researchers at Penn State track 67 kids between the ages of 3 and 5 for a month. Mm-hmm. And they found out that when kids get twice as many vegetables on their plate, they ended up eating 68% more vegetables. So the trick to getting your kid to eating more vegetables is to lie to them.
But didn't you say that, like, Everly, at her daycare, they give her vegetables first, don't they?
Yes. Yeah, so
that's a little trick.
That's smart.
Honestly, I don't know how to parent. I don't know what I'm doing. So I asked the daycare what they do, because they're better at it.
Yeah.
They're clearly smart.
Yeah.
And, yeah, they're trained in this. So I was like, so how do you get it eaten? And they're like, well, you make sure they're super hungry, and then you give them the vegetables first.
Yeah.
And that's it. And I was like,
starve them and give them vegetables first. It's true.
Well,
smart.
The mayor, she eats them. Yeah.
They also said, sorry.
Yeah. TJ is just so shocked that they eat vegetables. He can't recover from
What else do you have in your report here,
well,
TJ?
Well, I lost my place in the story. So this seems like as good a place as any to just end it. And that's what's trending on TJ.
TJ, hey, just over an hour from right now, we got another keyword for you for the Virgin Radio Summer Side Hustle, getting you $1,000 every day with Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Going up to 31 today. Thunderstorms in the forecast for later on as well. And you know, it's
cool.
I don't know if you woke up during the thunder last night at about like 2, 3 a.m., but wow. I have never heard it that loud before.
I get scared.
The dog did not like it.
Now, so when you get scared, like when it's that loud, you wake up, do you like reach out for Michelle?
I do.
And just like hold her hand?
Does she remind you that you're 32 and it's thunder?
I'm older than her. No. Don't, TJ. No, it's terrifying. And also, I'll say it again. There's no other place in this entire world that I've been that has thunderstorms like Southern Ontario.
Yeah.
They are loud and they are aggressive and they're saucy.
When I've moved elsewhere, I miss the thunderstorms.
Yeah.
It's
wild here.
So yeah, Lawyer Bay reached out and grabbed my hand in the middle when it happened. Like it was so loud. And I said this earlier this morning, but I had to go downstairs to just see the rain. And I'm like,
look out my door.
You know, like when you're like, well, the rain's coming down really hard. I need to know what that looks like. And if you don't know what that feels like, you're probably not a parent yet. But I'm my dad now.
What were you wearing at the time?
My underwear.
Okay. Did you say the phrase, the plants are going to love this?
No, but I thought it because we have a tomato plant that's growing and we're very excited about it.
I told you to remove the sucker leaves and it's going to flourish.
I know. It is.
Did you remove them?
Yes. And the
sucker leaves,
there's
man.
Like six or seven tomatoes on this one vine alone. I'm very proud of it. Anyway, long story short.
Interesting.
Crazy thunderstorms ahead. And it's apparently in the next 7 days, something like a month's worth of rain is due to fall. So there's a lot.
Cool.
Now, a couple songs from now, I think you're going to be excited about this because one of the things that's kind of lurking in the distance that nobody wants to talk about is the fact that everybody's kind of worried that, okay, we got our COVID vaccines, but like what happens when they're not effective anymore? Meaning, like after apparently a few months or a year or something, they're supposed to lose their effectiveness against COVID.
I'm not doing this.
Except that maybe that's not the case. We were worried about
that. What?
We'll tell you about it. It's actual
what
good
is
news.
Is the truth.
9:10. Well, that's why I'm hooking you in. Now you got to wait till 9:10 to find out. That's what they pay me for.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So, you want good news? I get good news. So, one of the things that Pfizer and Moderna said when the vaccines first came out was like, listen, we know that we can offer at least 6 months of protection here, but we're not really sure beyond that. Because obviously it was early on in the trials and they just don't know,
we're just
right?
learning.
We are learning. And if there's anything this pandemic's taught us, it's we know nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing at all. So, research out of St. Louis is suggesting, it's not confirmed, that, you know, we all were expecting, and the government is actually prepared for this, that we probably need a booster shot in like a year.
Yes.
Okay. Apparently, it may not be that way. Now, we'll probably all get the booster shot in a year, but they're saying the body's immune response, and I had to do a whole bunch of Googling about what all this meant. The body's immune response has like a memory.
Okay.
And so when you get the vaccine, this particular vaccine, they weren't sure how long that memory would last.
Okay.
Would it be like my memory, which, you know, in one ear out the other?
Just yeah. Awful.
Or is it like TJ's never forgotten a thing in his life?
Holds it against you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And what we found is that your body's immune response is a lot like TJ, as in it's going to hold a grudge for a long
time
against COVID-19.
Yeah, I still hate my grade 3 teacher. There they know what they did.
Oh,
see?
No.
See? So this is a good thing, because what it means is even if we get the booster shot, you know, next year or whatever, it could be years before you need another one.
I was going to say, I can't do that again. I can't do that shot again. I had my shot last week, and I have never felt... I was okay in my first one, second one. I've never felt that sick in my entire life.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
See, and I don't want to jinx it. I got my second one yesterday, and I'm feeling like $1 million.
It's coming for you.
Moderna?
I got double Pfizers, buddy.
Ah, see, everybody that I know that got Pfizer's like, yeah, we're fine.
It's interesting, because when you get the second shot of Pfizer after you've had the first shot of Pfizer, the person who puts it into your arm is actually wearing a monocle.
Oh.
And then they offer you a top hat. And first class onto whatever airline.
I see.
We had to tell you how to book. Don't act better than us. Come on,
normal
now.
Moderna people are dealing with the struggles of it.
It was so bad.
Yeah, well, it was rough.
So bad.
It was really rough.
I was like, my skin aches.
Yeah.
Like,
well,
it was so bad.
But then, you know, you go through 24 hours and then you're fine. And then you realize at the end of the day, it's like, hey, wait a second. If the shot was that bad, how bad is COVID?
Yeah.
I think it's pretty bad. So that's why it was worth it, you know?
Yeah.
And for anybody that's worried about this, and I had to talk to my parents about this weekend, they're like, well, one of us had AstraZeneca, one of us had Pfizer, we're not sure what we're going to get. And it's like mixing and matching, totally cool.
Totally fine.
Does the same thing.
A little cocktail.
Absolutely. Why not? It's 99.9 Virgin Radio with Tiesto. Here's the business.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Okay, so you've got birthday traditions. What things that it's like if my birthday happens and this does not happen, I'm going to be very upset about it. Jax has got one that I think is going to, I think you're going to respect, but I also think you're going to think it's a little bold and like maybe not something you would want to do. At least that was my reaction to it. So Jax, what do you do on your birthday every year?
Therapy. I think it's a nice way to ring in a new year. And I only just started this new tradition last year.
Okay.
When I was on top of that water trailer, I went on a houseboat and I did therapy on top for whatever reason. But it ended like, because I was a little bit hesitant about it. I was like, I don't know how I'm going to end up feeling. I don't know how it's going to land for me.
Because at that point you were doing therapy like every Saturday morning religiously,
every
right?
Saturday or every second Saturday. Yeah, like I love therapy and I love my therapist and I was really into it. And then, yeah, I've kept it up this year and it's really, really helped me. And I think I'm going to do it again this year. So I booked my appointment last night and I'm actually going to be away at a cottage when I do it. So I'm going to like dip into the woods.
Yeah.
Yeah, go do my little telephone call.
Now, we're all huge advocates and fans of therapy. We're all in therapy ourselves. But when you told Adam and I this, we're like, why? Why that day?
Birthday's supposed to be a break from the emotions, you know?
Put everything aside. You bury it deep down.
Under the rug it goes.
Do it the day after.
I spent a lot of my years putting things under the rug. So now I think it's time not to do that. But I think it'll be nice. And even if it does, because you guys were like, well, what if you get sad? That's cool too. Like if I'm a little bit sad after, no, that's okay. Growth is growth. And I want to go into the next year like growing. I want to do it.
Yeah. I respect
your favorite person.
I just don't know if I could do it.
No,
I just,
no,
I
absolutely
totally
not.
Respect
no,
it.
No.
I mean, will I have some soft trauma? Who knows?
Oh, good, maybe. I'm not asking you to have some sort of tradition like Jax's, because really? Admittedly, again, you respect it, but it's a bit extreme.
Yeah. It's a lot, yeah.
I renew my will. It's like, oh, fun.
No.
I get my affairs in order every year.
Well, what you're closer. Well, everybody's going to be okay.
You guys love therapy. Don't knock it until you try it.
But anyway, okay, but here's the thing. Most of the texts we got are what, TJ?
Okay, so from the 289, I eat ice cream for breakfast.
So that's the first thing.
So Jax goes to therapy and tries to figure out a whole bunch of trauma.
Deals with, CPTSD.
So there's one thing you could do, or you could do what this person from the 647 does on their birthday, waxing. They get waxed on their birthday.
Maybe I'll do that too.
Okay.
You should do it while you're in therapy.
Okay, getting waxed on your birthday, though, don't you want to get waxed I've never been waxed. Don't you want to get waxed a few days before so you can party?
Wouldn't it,
like,
no,
is it
wouldn't
very
it be
sensitive?
It's still precious. No, no, it's kind of, you're beating it out. It's like, you know when you get like punched in the arm? I've never been waxed either.
I was about to say.
Where are we going with this?
Hang on, I'll find it along the way.
Okay.
So, you know when you get punched in the arm and it doesn't bruise right away? That's what I assume waxing is like. It's nothing like that.
Here's the thing. No, no, but like the reason you want to be waxed is because you want to take your clothes off, right?
Yeah, yeah, but you're not going to be like super, super red, especially if you've like upkept your waxing. You'll usually be fine.
Okay.
Oh.
Oh. Right.
So it's nothing like being punched in the arm is what you're saying.
I can honestly tell you it is nothing like TJ tells you it is.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
I don't know if I've ever heard of a birthday tradition quite like Jax's, who does, she does therapy on her birthday.
Yeah.
It's a little tradition. I respect it. Don't think I could do it myself because honestly, that's the day of putting your feelings aside and just enjoying life. Now, TJ, what are the text messages saying for odd birthday traditions?
From the 705, we have a birthday week. Oh, no.
Oh,
no. Here we go. Here we go.
All right. What do we got?
What happens after you put on your tiara? It always starts with a cake a week before our birthday and a small gift. Every day we get a different dessert. Brownies, cheesecake, pie, cupcakes,
etc. That's really nice. I like that idea.
That's like Hanukkah, but with treats.
Yeah. With a very small gift until the big birthday day. Another cake and our real gifts. That's a lot.
Kind of like that.
I don't.
Here's what I think. What? I like it for me, but I don't like it having to plan for somebody else. That's a lot of work.
I don't like it for me either. I don't need a week of attention.
I had an ex-girlfriend that did birthday month, and it was awful.
Yeah. So what would you have to do?
Every weekend we had to do something. So like she would like celebrate her birthday with a different group of friends each weekend. And as her girlfriend at the time, I had to be available for every single one of those, didn't I?
That's a lot.
It was awful. It's like love yourself, but not that much. Yeah.
No, love yourself, but don't make everyone else have to love you that much too.
Totally.
I get it.
I have to have birthday pancakes on my birthday or it's not my birthday. So I add chocolate chips to it along with fruits. I try different fruits each time. Cherries are the best.
That's really nice.
See, that's a little bit more of like, hey, this is my birthday tradition, right? Because pancakes are just cakes.
Now we got some weird ones from the 905. My birthday tradition is to buy matching t-shirts for me and my boyfriend and eat steak. This year, our shirts say, "Don't go bake in my heart." And his says, "I couldn't if I fried."
You guys are meant to be.
Oh, no.
Yeah. That's funny.
I'm assuming that. Yeah, okay. All right. So the interesting thing I always find is that like people are like, my birthday tradition is this and my boyfriend has to partake. Does your boyfriend then have a birthday tradition you have to partake in, or is it just sort of a one-way street?
That's a them. Like it's an ours tradition. Yeah,
okay,
All right.
Last one from the 647. Every year on my birthday, I have to watch an episode of the Canadian classic Life with Derek. I've been following this tradition for the last 15 years. I am 34 now.
I respect that. I've never heard
of Life with Derek, but
it's about Derek and his life there within.
No, have you guys ever watched it? Does anybody know what that is?
Yeah, it's a Family Channel show, isn't it?
Actually,
yeah, it's with Shia LaBeouf, isn't it?
What is it? Did you Google it?
Yeah, I did Google it.
And
it's there's 70 episodes of it. And the theme music composer was Gary Kotnoff.
Cool, man.
Yeah.
Thanks for that.
Yeah, nailed it.
That's why he does what's trending.
Yeah,
that's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings.
With what's trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Nature's healing, my babies. The average Toronto rent price is now almost $2,000.
Hooray.
This is according to a new report from TorontoRentals.com that found in the month of May, the average price in Toronto hit $1,999, which for mathematicians out there is $1 away from $2,000.
Cool.
That's an increase of $22 from April. May, prices per square foot are up 2.2% since January, and they're going to keep going up, which is about what they expected a couple months ago. And obviously, the bigger the place, the bigger the jump, with townhome rentals up 5.3% between April and May.
Damn.
So they're saying, like, the smaller places, bachelors and one-bedrooms, are still kind of low. But, you know, it's hard to say that when it's $2,000. Yeah. Come on.
Oh, man.
The long-fought battle to keep gay men from donating blood may finally be coming to an end. So at the moment, in case you don't know, if gay or bisexual men want to donate blood, they have to remain celibate for 3 months. These rules have been in place since 1992 and have been seen as archaic, discriminatory, and homophobic, which they are.
Yeah.
So according to a spokesperson for Canadian Blood Services, they want to replace the current rule, now just requiring a wait period with a screening on sexual activity of the donor instead, which is better, but not great.
Mm-hmm.
And the goal is to have this rule in effect by the end of 2021.
But everybody who wants to be donating blood should be treated equally. And that's the sad thing, is that we hear these desperate pleas for blood donation, and there's a beautiful and amazing community that's completely left out that wants to give blood.
Right,
so,
yeah.
And this was built on the back of, you know, a homophobia. It's really sad.
It was the idea that HIV only existed within the gay male community, which is ridiculous, as we all know. But, you know, that was what people thought back then, and how people kind of discriminated. I think at the end of the day, you know, for anybody, anywhere, you run the same tests.
Yeah.
We're all human beings.
Yes.
What is, like, I don't understand. It's such an easy thing. Yeah. I don't get it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
According to a new survey, the majority of millennials are living paycheck to paycheck.
Yeah.
Look at that, guys.
This is a sad trend.
No, it's great.
TJ, you want to bury the stories up a little bit?
No, there it is. Yeah, we're loving our avocado toast, aren't we?
God.
70% of millennials, more than any other generation, they're dependent on their payday. You're right. This is a sad trend.
This is a bummer, dude.
Yeah. Do you want me to put in a better story?
Sure.
Hey, guys, I saw a dog yesterday.
Oh, that's cool.
And that dog was super neat. And guess what? That dog was not part of the 70% of millennials who live paycheck to paycheck.
That's
so shout out to that dog. His name is Connor.
Okay. He made it up. All right. Well, that's good. Not depressing at all.
Gen Z, by the way, are 56.2% are living paycheck to paycheck, and what the survey defined as boomers are 40%. So we're all struggling. We're all in the same storm. We're just in different boats.
I'm so glad you finished that story.
Yeah,
I'm just begging you not to.
Well, I want to wrap a bow on it.
All right.
That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you. A better story is you winning $1,000 for listening to Virgin Radio, and we have a keyword, so you can do that with the Virgin Radio Summer Side Hustle after Harry Styles.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Have you ever been out at a game and somebody's like run on the field? Like you've been to a baseball game or a football game and somebody's run on the field, try to get on camera and that sort of thing?
Yeah.
They've tried to actually not shoot that. So whenever it happens, like in the NFL when it happens, the cameras will not shoot it because the whole thing is to get your friends to look at you on TV, right?
Yeah.
So they'll be like, you'll hear the announcers, they'll be like, well, there's somebody on the field and you can't see it. And you're like the whole time, they're just doing crowd shots of people watching the person on the field.
Yeah. The only time they ever show the replay of it is if the person has a really impressive run. Like if they dodge security.
Yes, exactly.
I should show that.
So somebody jumped out in front of the Tour de France riders a couple of days ago. Now, this person caused a big crash. And I guess they were trying to get a sign up for their grandmother and grandfather because the sign that they had said "aller," which means go. Remember how to remember conjugating that
allez?
Verb? Yeah.
Allez-vous.
There you go.
Oui.
And then Opie and Omi, which are German terms for grandpa and grandmother. So it meant go, grandpa, grandma. Most riders were able to continue on after the incident, but because this person got too close to one of the riders, they have to leave. And you imagine, right? It takes your whole life to get to the Tour de France, and somebody with a big, stupid cardboard sign gets in the
saying
way of
hi,
it.
Hi, banana and granddad.
That's right. Now, this person is on the lam.
Which means flee.
Yes. The Tour de France is searching for this person, and they can't find her. And again, they have her on camera, so they know what she looks like, and they cannot identify this person. And the reason that they're looking for her is obviously they want to sue her brains out. They're like, you're out of here. You're so in trouble. We want to make a statement here. We want to take all your money and put it towards like a charity or something. They cannot find this person.
Now, earlier I said that I don't think she should be sued. And that I think that she should definitely get a firm slap on the wrist. But she was just trying to say hello to her grandparents.
You said they should talk to her.
They should talk to her.
Someone should have been talking to.
Yeah.
But ooh, I don't think she should get sued. But people were very mad at me on our text line.
Yes, they were.
And said that she caused danger.
Because you do this your whole life.
No,
I know. Training because somebody wanted to say hi to their grandparents. This was 60-plus riders involved in the crash. They were saying damage. Lost points, injuries. This is no joke. Riders could have died.
But I don't think she meant to do this. Is what I'm saying.
No, you know what, Adam? No, she's right.
That's
you hear that, guys? If you commit a crime,
but it was an accident.
Oopsies.
You made a very very big point this morning. There's no barriers. It's only like a rope, a Tour de France.
It's in the mountains.
Right.
There's no roof over a lion's den. Like, you're still not supposed to jump into a lion's den at the zoo.
Right. That's but I'm saying if they don't want people to accidentally say hi to their grandparents and then have to flee the country, they should put
like
up pylons.
70 kilometers long. There's a rope.
I'm sure they have pylons.
It's
I'm sure they
Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
If you're an only child, you can only guess at what it's like to have a sibling.
Oh, it's anarchy. It's every day is a war zone.
Jax? I didn't really experience it like that.
Never mind.
Yeah, you're the only person who's ever described it like that.
It's,
but
it's great, and they definitely like don't wake you up by beating you up with pillows.
There you go. Okay, Jax, what's it like?
I mean, I was really hard on my brother. I think I was the problem. Oh, yeah.
Any examples?
I was the younger sibling, and my brother would like bring home girlfriends, and I would just terrorize them. Like, you're not worth it! Like, yelling in the basement. Yeah, I was just, like, really hard to be around in general.
I like that.
Yeah.
Well, so whenever Lawyer Bay tells me, my girlfriend, thank you, Jax, Lawyer Bay tells me about times with her sister, I'm always like, man, like, I just didn't have any of that growing up.
Sisters are ruthless.
They are ruthless.
Oh, yeah.
So I guess they got into a fight, and this is, I'm probably telling tales out of school here, but whatever. They got into a fight once because they must have been under the influence, and I think they were on vacation together.
Uh-oh.
And this is as adults.
I love where this is going immediately.
And they're like, I guess her sister, Lauren, was like, hey, listen, how much do you love me? Would you die for me?
What?
Which I think is an extreme question, but if you're probably high, or just drunk, whatever. You ask those deep, deep, profound questions. Yeah. And Lawyer Bay was like, no.
I got a lot going on.
And I guess her sister got really upset about that. And I would too.
You know what? Even if you don't mean it, you just say you would in the instance.
Right. But I guess she was just being honest. And then they get into the whole hypothetical. But like, what is this scenario? Like,
and who's going to kill you?
Is like, am I pushing you out of the way of traffic? Yeah. How is this happening? And so
what did Lauren come up with?
she could not get off of that. So I guess ever since then, whenever they transfer money, the question that Lawyer Bay's sister writes is, would you die for me? And then the answer has to be yes.
Oh, that's
really
just passive aggressive.
Yeah. Really
and
hilarious.
It's been like years, right?
I respect that.
Will not let it go.
I always wanted a sister because they get so petty.
It does.
They get so petty with each other.
And they're such, they got a great relationship, but it's just funny. Man, I just thought like, that has never been my experience. Yeah. And I just wanted like adult sibling fights.
Yeah.
Like not even fights, squabbles. Something that's like so silly, but you're like, I'm a little upset with you about that, and I don't know why.
See, nothing really sticks out. I just know that there's rules that have been put in place within my family to keep me and my siblings away from each other at things like dinners. So I'm the youngest of three. There's my oldest brother, Chris, who's 7 years older, and my sister, Megan, is 5 years older. And me and Chris aren't allowed to be at the same end of the table because it just becomes chaos.
Oh, and it's
just
too much boy?
Too much boy.
Okay. Yeah. I can see that. Jax?
No, I would.
Have you never gotten into an adult squabble with your brother?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, can we talk about it or no?
No.
Not a good idea. Yeah. They get real pretty quick, don't they?
Fair enough. Yeah, that's fair. Okay, well, listen. Hit us up. 416-872-9999. 999 text. The question for you is your ridiculous, silly adult squabble. Like, this should have ended when you were a child, but for whatever reason, it happened. When you were an adult, we wanted to know about it. Hit us up. It's Loud Luxury, 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Oh, man. Okay, so you're an adult, and you got into a fight with your sibling that you're kind of embarrassed about. What is it? 999-99 to text, 416-872-9999 to call TJ.
From the 416, when I was younger, I used to always take my sister's expensive perfume in her clothes, which is normal.
Yeah. Yeah.
But she still always brings it up when I talk to her.
Really?
Hasn't let it go.
Okay, well, I think you gotta get over that. move on.
No, hold on to that forever. I think that's healthy. From the 647, just recently got into a verbal scrap with my 32-year-old sister, who's a social worker, about which side of the backseat is mine. Bracket driver's side for a long road trip we were going on. I'm 27, but hey, siblings will always be siblings.
Oh, absolutely.
It's true. That's my spot.
What? Okay, hold on. Can you explain that one to me as a non-sibling guy? Why does the placement in the backseat matter?
There's a hierarchy.
Okay.
So the number one place you want to be is behind the driver. The number two place is behind the passenger.
Why behind the driver?
I don't know. This is how it was in my family, and this is how I'm explaining it.
Okay.
And the obvious place where you don't want to be is the middle seat. Or yes, if you have one of those Astro vans from back in the day, it's at the very, very back because it's harder to crawl over people and you don't get as much airflow, et cetera.
Okay. I would think that the other side of the car is safer. That's where I would sit.
No, the driver will always instinctually try and save himself. Isn't that?
I don't know.
I thought it was closer to the yellow line.
Is this what it's like being a sibling?
I was like, if I'm going to go, I'm going second, not first.
All right.
Welcome to the O'Halloran family. Another one from the 647. Me and my brother once got in a fist fight over how loud he was eating at family dinner one holiday.
Oh, my God.
So now we are not allowed to sit at the same end of the table or we eat in different areas.
My brother's mouth, I can see it. I can see it across the table eating. Ugh.
Do you ever? Okay.
I can see his mouth.
This sounds ridiculous, but like, I guess it's akin to being married to somebody you didn't choose, right? So like without any of the fun stuff. So you're like, you must look at each other sometimes and go, like when you're a kid, you'd be like, I just hate you so much. I hate the way you brush your teeth.
Yeah, you know what I mean? You don't just internalize that. Sometimes you say it out loud.
Do you really?
Oh, yeah.
You say that out loud?
For sure. I used to say awful things. Well,
okay,
my
can you give me an example of something that is so uncharacteristically Jax that's PG enough for radio that you would say to your brother? Can you say that?
It was probably. I would denounce him and I would tell him that I hate him and I wish he wasn't born. Is that too harsh? I was in the closet. I was mad. Stop. Okay, right. No. But I love him so much, David. I miss you.
No, don't care,
but is it a sibling if you don't tell them you wish they weren't born? You know what I mean? Yeah.
A couple more. Some of these are great. From the 905. We fought over a chip. My sister then dipped the chip in water and threw it in the bag and shook it.
Hell yeah. That's a power move.
Why do you do that? You just wrecked the whole bag.
Well, if I can't have one, no one can.
That's right.
Is that what it is?
Oh, for sure, yeah.
There's a lot of that in sibling life, too. Mm-hmm. If I can have what you have, then nobody gets it.
That is so twisted.
Mm-hmm. I kept on borrowing my brother's shirt, like as a teenager. Like, okay. I would always borrow his clothes. And I would always take it, and he got so mad, so he threw out the shirt. He just threw it out. He's like, if you're going to continue, I don't even want it anymore. He just threw it out of principle. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. All right. Keep the text coming. 999-999.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ and Jax.